Even Disco Baby by Dear Friend I Can Fly, read by Jax Longcoat, a Disco Elysium fanfic. Thought gained? Animal cruelty. Cindy the Skull. Evening, officers. It's a bit late to be skulking about, don't you think? Though she's lounging around the coal room door as languidly as ever, her pale eyes ringed with coal dust seem to bore a hole in your skull. You? I'm looking for a place to sleep. Cindy the Skull? She lifts an eyebrow at you and Kim. Did the cafeteria man finally decide he wasn't interested in keeping a pigsty? You? No, Kim is still staying there. I just can't pay my bill. Kim Kitsuragi? The lieutenant clears his throat slightly. Let's not give people the impression that officers of the RCM make a habit of dodging their tabs, detective. Cindy the Skull? She glances at Kim, lips pursing just slightly. Empathy? His little comment irritated her. Curious? Cindy the Skull? Tough luck, officer. She shrugs, the faux fur collar of her coat brushing her cheeks. There's a perfectly good garbage bin in the courtyard. It's got a lovely view. Real prime real estate. You? I know. Gart said I could sleep there, but I'd rather find somewhere else. Cindy the Skull? She blinks her coal-smeared eyes at you. Then she turns to the lieutenant. Is he joking? Kim Kitsuragi? No, he says dryly. He is not. If you know of any more comfortable places to sleep, we would be much obliged. Cindy the Skull? She stares openly at the two of you, as if in disbelief. Composure? The absurdity of your plight has nearly broken right through her veneer of youthful detachment. Cindy the Skull? Maybe I'm the one who should be a detective. I can solve your little case for you right now. She points to the lieutenant. Your room. Kim Kitsuragi? His face is solid stone. No. Esprit de corps? There are so many reasons why he does not want to do that. He has neither the time nor any desire to share them with Cindy. Or with you, for that matter. -1 morale. Cindy the Skull? She whistles softly. Damn. Must be true what they say about pigs and cannibalism. Kim Kitsuragi? The lieutenant does not rise to her bait. Empathy? But there is something playing at the downturned corners of his mouth and the furrow of his brow. Something like guilt. You? What about the coal room, Cindy? Cindy the Skull? She outright laughs at you. Fuck no. You want in my room, get a warrant, piggo. Logic? While drug possession is not a crime in Revachol, it doesn't stop most cops from confiscating substances from vulnerable civilians for their own personal use. Including yourself, most likely. Electrochemistry? Hey, good idea. Cindy's an artsy type. She's probably got all kinds of shit to get her creative juices flowing. Pain threshold. And to get her through the cold and the hunger and the cruelty. Volition. No. Don't make things any worse than they already are. You? But then, where do I go? Cindy the Skull. She shrugs again. It's not my problem, is it? Ask your partner here. Or maybe you should take a hint and go back home to the farm. You? I don't know if I have a home. I think I lost it. Kim Kitsuragi? The lieutenant's frown deepens. He stares down at his boots rather than meet your or Cindy's eye. Cindy the Skull? A long, almost uncomfortable silence. Her eyes are hardening as they take you in. You and your bloodshot eyes, your slightly labored breathing, your clothes that are certainly too thin to keep you warm tonight. Empathy? She feels sorry for you, and she resents herself for it. Cindy the Skull? She lets out a long sigh, closing her eyes and shaking her head. All right, Piggy. Just quit looking at me all pitiful. You saw the foreclosed apartment in the hall, right? If you wait for the cleaning lady to go to sleep and you don't stay long, it's not a bad place. Better than the trash, anyway. Reaction speed? She seems to regret it as soon as the words leave her mouth. She's not thrilled at the idea of trusting your honor not to arrest anyone who has the same idea as you while you're here in Martinez. But it's too late now. Suggestion? Wait, is it really that simple? What if she expects something in return for the information? Or she could be setting a trap for you. You? Hang on, what's the catch? Cindy the Skull? A wry smile breaks out across her face. It almost looks pained. No catch, officer. I'm no snitch. Nor a pig. Rhetoric? You've insulted her more deeply than she cares to let on. She helped you because she knows your struggles intimately. Struggles that have claimed the lives of people she cared about. But now you've reminded her of the difference between you. She calls you pig because you sold your humanity for the power to strip others of their own. Empathy? She's sad. She was born sad and she will die sad. You are the one making her sad. You? Hey, Cindy? Cindy the Skull? What? 1. I'm sorry. Thank you for helping me. 2. You shouldn't judge me. We're the same. We do what it takes to survive. You have the skulls, I have the RCM. 3. Can't we just get along? 4. I'll pay you back somehow. I'll make things right. 5. Chosen. I don't want to be this kind of animal anymore. Kim Kitsuragi? The lieutenant looks up at you, startled, concerned even. He almost looks as though he wants to say something, but nothing comes to him. He just stares at you, at a loss. Cindy the Skull? She levels you with a steady gaze. Even without the coal dust, her eyes would look sunken into her wan face. If it weren't for the baby fat still clinging to her cheeks, she would have lost nearly all trace of her youth by now. I don't think you even understand what kind of animal you are, she says coolly. Encyclopedia? Homo sapien. Conceptualization? A tiny, violent ape. Authority? Predator. Half-light? Prey. Volition? You're a human, Harry. Nothing more or less. Inland Empire? The saddest and cruelest animal of them all. The end.